Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming up on 5-Minute News. Israel steps up Gaza offensive, kills senior Hamas figures. Colonial Pipeline restarts operations days after major hack. And bodies of suspected COVID victims found in Indian rivers. It's Thursday, May 13. I'm Anthony Davis. Israel on Wednesday pressed ahead with a fierce military offensive in the Gaza Strip, killing as many as 10 senior Hamas military figures and toppling a pair of high-rise towers housing Hamas facilities in a series of airstrikes. The Islamic militant group showed no signs of backing down and fired hundreds of rockets at Israeli cities. In just 3 days, this latest round of fighting between the bitter enemies has already begun to resemble, and even exceed, a devastating 50-day war in 2014. Like that previous war, neither side appears to have an exit strategy. But there are key differences. The fighting has triggered the worst Jewish-Arab violence inside Israel in decades, and looming in the background is an international war crimes investigation. Israel carried out an intense barrage of airstrikes just after sunrise, striking dozens of targets in several minutes that set off bone-rattling explosions across Gaza. Airstrikes continued throughout the day, filling the sky with pillars of smoke. At nightfall, the streets of Gaza City resembled a ghost town, as people huddled indoors on the final night of Ramadan. The evening is usually a time of vibrant nightlife, shopping, and crowded restaurants. Gaza militants continued to bombard Israel with non-stop rocket fire throughout the day. The attacks brought life to a standstill in southern communities near Gaza, but also reached as far north as the Tel Aviv area, about 45 miles to the north, for a second straight day. Gaza's health ministry said the death toll rose to 65 Palestinians, including 16 children and 5 women. Islamic Jihad confirmed the deaths of 7 militants, while Hamas acknowledged that a top commander and several other members were killed. America's largest fuel pipeline restarted operations on Wednesday, days after it was forced to shut down by a gang of hackers. The disruption of Colonial Pipeline caused long lines at gas stations in the southeast due to distribution problems and panic buying, draining supplies at thousands of gas stations. Colonial initiated the restart of pipeline operations late Wednesday, saying in a statement that all lines, including those lateral lines that have been running manually, will return to normal operations. But it will take several days for deliveries to return to normal, the company said. In the meantime, drivers have been finding gas stations with little or no gas in some southeast states. The Colonial Pipeline, which delivers about 45% of the fuel consumed on the East Coast, was hit on Friday with a cyber attack by hackers who lock up computer systems and demand a ransom to release them. The hackers didn't take control of the pipeline operations, but Colonial shut the pipeline down to contain the damage. The attack raised concerns once again about the vulnerability of the nation's critical infrastructure. The pipeline runs from the Gulf Coast to the New York metropolitan region, but states in the southeast are more reliant on it. Other parts of the country have more sources to tap. For example, a substantial amount of fuel is delivered to states in the northeast by massive tankers. At least 90 more bodies of suspected COVID-19 victims have washed up in rivers in India, as the virus continues to spread into poor rural areas, and the country recorded its highest daily death toll so far. More than 70 corpses were discovered floating in the Ganges River in the Buxar district of the state of Bihar, and dozens more bodies were found upstream in the neighbouring state of Uttar Pradesh. Several more were found floating in the Runj River in Panar, which serves as a source of water for villagers and their cattle. It came as India recorded another surge in deaths nationwide, with 4,205 recorded on Tuesday, the highest of the pandemic so far. India also reported another 348,421 infections, pushing the country's total to 20.3 million cases, a figure experts widely believe is an undercount. Earlier this week, 30 bodies had been recovered from the Ganges in the same area. Thought to be over 5 days old, they were heavily decomposed, and so officials said it was difficult to confirm if they had died of COVID-19 or other causes. Many believe the bodies had been dumped due to the rising cost of cremating bodies, with crematoriums overrun and firewood for pyres now expensive and in short supply. Images of ambulance drivers throwing bodies over a bridge on the border of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar into the river emerged on social media. The discovery of the suspected coronavirus fatalities was a cause of concern for local villagers, who use the river as a source of water for drinking and washing. The Ganges is also the most sacred river to Hindus and is worshipped as the goddess Ganga. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.